The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take the
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this is not John Stadmiller, as you probably will recognize that the voice is not John, unless John is trying to imitate Hisham Tilawi. My name is Hisham Tilawi, and I will be substituting for John today. I've done this before, and it's been a while since I substituted for John. I am a host here on the network. My my radio program runs every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m., and we talk very much about the same kind of issues and topics that you normally hear from the different RBN hosts, which is basically it deals with politics and politics and politics, because everything at the end, I guess, ends up in politics, and somehow we found ourselves on different sides of that political line, I guess, based on how we understand and sometimes how we analyze things. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll tell you a little bit about me. I am do have a PhD in international relations, for those of you who never heard my program on Saturdays. And originally I came from Palestine about 32 years ago. So very much I spent more time in the United States than I did in Palestine. And wanted to come to the land of the free and the brave. And that I did. And it turned out to be just as they said, the land of the free and the brave. With one, I guess, with one thing in common with Palestine, where I come from, that it turned out to be also somehow influenced and controlled and probably occupied politically by the same entity that had occupied Palestine for the last 60 years, and that is the Zionist entity. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, we will be talking about how this Zionist entity actually affecting the United States financially, politically, and otherwise. And, of course, we do welcome your phone calls if you agree with us, and I hope to hear from people who don't agree with us, because that's what makes the show exciting, is when we have people opposing our views. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today?
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, substituting for John, I am sincerely yours, Hisham Tilawi. For those of you who are just joining us, I do have a program here on RBN. It airs live on Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. It is called the Current Issues Radio Show, because I do also have another program on television called Current Issues TV. And you can, of course, reach us on that one at www.currentissues.tv. And you can watch us live on the Internet or whatever means we are broadcasting on that you can receive. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the National Intel Report coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we will be discussing few points of probably it might be a little bit different than what John discusses, or even though it's not really that far, because we very much, I find myself listening to John, and I find his ideas and opinions about many, many things in the country that are right on target. And of course, this is the truth. This is the Truth Radio, so if you want to know anything about anything, this is the place to be. Anyway, let me turn this phone that is ringing off. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, there are a few things, and how you look at the news is extremely important of your understanding of the news and understanding what's behind the news. So even though, you know, my programs and today I'm not going to be really giving you any news because I just don't see any news that is worthy of covering, but I do analyze what I hear in the news. What I want to talk about today is something or a couple of things that might be related in one way or another. Like I said in my opening, that everything ends up in politics, and how we deal with politics depends on, I guess, who we're going to kill in the next month or so. So everything is, it's kind of, it might seem to be separated, but actually it's a very complex, it's a web of complexities that come together to actually make man kill another man and get away with it, or make man steal from another man and get away with it. You know, we do have the latest things in the media now is the Catholic problem, where priests are accused of molesting children, and the Pope actually is being targeted for arrest in the United Kingdom. You know, a couple of guys, they call themselves atheists. They think that they have a valid case against the Pope when he visits England in September. Now, you know, you see these Catholic problems pop up every once in a while, and then it dies. It comes on the surface. You know, mainstream media, they send all their reporters and they hit it really hard, and then it dies. And I mean, I'm sure most of you listening can attest to that, because, you know, a few years back, the problem with the priests and the molested children was mainstream news every night on your nightly news. It was the story, the top story, as we see that actually heat is coming down on the Catholic Church. Well, I kind of realized after a few times that, you know, that something is wrong here, because, you know, these stories, and I'm not condoning the actions of some of these priests, and as well as I'm not going to condone, but I will condemn every action against children. But there are others who actually molest children and get away with it, because the mainstream media will not cover those for a good reason. You know, I do have many stories, many, many stories with rabbis actually molesting children, and important names, but you don't hear anything about those stories. Well, we're not going to cry here, because, you know, why are you picking on the Catholics and not saying anything about the rabbis? No, and actually I'm not going to be discussing the rabbis and the children, or the priests and the children, but I'm going to say something that is, it is obvious that these stories come up anytime the powers that be feel that they're about to do something and they need to put the Pope to either shut up or go along with what they want. You know, we've seen this thing when the United States attacked Iraq. We've seen this thing when Israel attacked Lebanon in 2006. We've seen this thing when Israel attacked Gaza in 2008. We are seeing it now. And if you watch the news, or if you read any of the articles, you see that the heat is actually, the power is churning this attack Iran thing. And that's where I have a problem with. I don't have a problem with investigating the priests and, you know, accusing the Pope of doing this or doing that, or blaming the Pope, or putting the responsibility on the Pope. I don't have any problem with that. because, you know, if it's wrong, it is wrong. But the way the media covers it, as if every Catholic and every priest and every cardinal and the whole church is accused of these crimes. But why now? Why now? And why now we see pressure with these two guys, Dawkins, who's an atheist, and author Christopher Hitchens, have actually approached some lawyers in the UK to very much have the Pope arrested over the alleged cover-up of child abuse by Catholic priests, because, you know, people now accuse the Pope of trying to cover that up. So the Pope will be visiting London and Glasgow and Coventry during the state visit. Now, they're based in this. They're saying that the Pope, the Vatican, is not really a state, an official state that is recognized by the United Nations, and therefore he does not have the immunity of being the head of a state, and therefore he can be arrested in if he does visit England. Of course, you know, do I see the possibility of the British government doing something like this? Of course not. I don't think. Now, these people feel that the laws in England are not against arresting the Pope. But of course, we are reminded few months back, a court in England had actually issued warrants for Tzibi Livni's arrest. Tzibi Livni was the foreign minister of Israel at the time when Israel had attacked Gaza. Now, this is a criminal, a war criminal. This is a woman who had made a decision to kill Palestinian children living in their homes and sleeping in their beds. And you have seen the killings and the deaths of Palestinian children on your TV programs. But yet, the thing is, she was accused of war crime, and a warrant was issued for her arrest, but yet John Brown, the Prime Minister, and his foreign minister actually called Israeli leaders, amongst them Tzibi Livni, and said, "We apologize and we will change the laws to actually make it, it is okay for a war crime, an Israeli war crime, such as Tzibi Livni, to visit England." So they wanted to change the laws, and actually they probably did, so Israeli war criminals will not be arrested. But yet they're saying, yeah, there's a possibility that, you know, the Pope is not a head of state, and therefore he's not immune. Well, I tell you what, at this time, I'm going to go to the phones. We have Dan from Houston on line one. Dan. Dan, you're up. Welcome to the program. Dan dropped. Okay. Well, Dan, call us back, and we will be more than happy to take your questions, comments, or whatever you want to tell us. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's see if we can hear from some of John's regular callers. You don't want to listen to me talk all day, I am sure. Probably it's not a good thing. But anyway, the reason, ladies and gentlemen, that I really think this thing is coming down against the Pope and against the Church, and we do remember that the Pope, they put so much pressure on him that the Pope actually made some statements that angered some people around the world, especially Muslims at that time, and people felt that that was done for political reasons to actually, anyway. We'll be right back after the break, and we'll continue with this. We must take America back.
Yeah. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm Hisham Tilawi, sitting in for John Stadmiller. Let's go back to the phones with Renee from North Carolina on line one. Renee.
Yes, actually, you're going to love this point. If there's anything that I really hate, it's double standards. See, a lot of people like to twist the rules to make their tribe or side win. Where I'm on the side for whichever is right and true. I don't care what tribe or religion you belong to. The thing is, this whole thing with the Pope with sovereign immunity, where was that sovereign immunity when they were trying and hanging Saddam Hussein? Where's his sovereign immunity, huh? This sovereign immunity thing is bogus, and we cannot let them establish this, try to get away with this for the Pope or anyone else. We have enough trouble with the ruling elite using double sets of rules where they are able to do much more heinous things than the common people and get away with it because they control the justice departments that are corrupt and crooked and not prosecuting them when they deserve it. And then we're going to make it official that heads of state have sovereign immunity. Like I said, where was Saddam Hussein's sovereign immunity?
Good point. Good point.
I really like it.
I agree with you. I agree with you. My point, of course, you know, I agree with every word you said. Now, my way of looking at this is they bring this story up any time and every time they need the Pope to kind of lay down and say nothing when they are about to slaughter a lot of people. They've done it before, and if anyone has been watching the last time, you know, this thing, you know, if Israel is about to do something, or if these sanctions that are being imposed against Iran are to harm the children of Iran, and you start seeing children, just like we've seen the Iraqi children dropping dead, 500,000 of them during the 12 years of siege that the United Nations, led by the United States, had imposed on Iraq due to lack of medicine and malnutrition. 500,000 children, Iraqi children, died, and so I'm afraid that either they are, you know, about to hit Iran militarily, and they want the Pope to say nothing about this, and normally they put pressure on him, and it does work almost in every case.
I agree with you. It's unfair. I don't care who you are. I don't want your excuses to target children. I don't care if the children are black, brown, white, green, or pink. You know, I these people that can actually rationalize and justify children, targeting children like that, there's really something wrong with their brain.
Right. I agree. Thanks, Renee.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the phones with Paul from Maryland on line two. Paul.
Hi, Hashem.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I always enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
I have been following the Renz.com website, and I listen to him. And you know who Jeff Renz, you know who I'm talking about.
Of course. I'm on Jeff Renz every fourth Monday.
Okay.
He's been doing that for a few years now.
On his website, he had a quote by Menachem Begin talking about Jews are the master race. And also he has an Ariel Sharon comment about Jews control
America.
United States. Yes.
Right.
I noticed I just pulled up his site just now before I called, and the Menachem Begin quote is not on there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the Menachem Begin quote?
What did he say? I mean, he said a lot of things, but I'm not sure.
You're not familiar with that particular quote?
Well, I've read many of his quotations and many other, you know, Israeli leaders, but I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Okay, can I quote the quote to you then?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Okay, let me turn down my speaker here. Okay, this used to be on the Renz homepage. Our race is the master race. We Jews are divine gods on this planet. We are as different from the inferior races as they are from insects. In fact, compared to our race, other races are beasts and animals, cattle at best. Other races are considered as human excrement. Our destiny is to rule over the inferior races. Our earthly kingdom will be ruled by our leader with a rod of iron. The masses will lick our feet and serve us as our slaves. And the background on this is it says Menachem Begin, Israel Prime Minister's speech to Knesset, quoted by Amnon Kapiliot. Quotation,
right.
Begin and the Beast, to New Statesman magazine on June 25, 1982.
Yeah, there's no question, and Menachem Begin did not really come up with that quote himself. He had used what they are taught. And the thing, you know, the differentiation thing between Gentiles and Jews, it's something that is, you know, we all know. I'll tell you what, I'll carry you over after the break, so we will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm Hisham Tilawi, sitting in for John Stadmiller. Go ahead. You were saying?
You're talking to Paul here?
Yes.
Hello, Hisham, yeah. My question is, if this is true, and do you believe it is a true quotation, and is it based on the Talmud, or where does it come from?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. The rabbi, and he died not long ago, Schneerson, I believe, he had made it very clear, and when he differentiated between the Jews and non-Jews, and he did say that it's not just a difference in opinion or theology, that it's actually a difference in the substance and a difference in the way we are made. Now, of course, not every Jew think that, but the religious Jews, they do believe, and it's all coming from the notion that it's a master race and it is a race that is better than others. You know, like I said, many Jews don't believe that, but this is coming from theology that is accepted, actually, by a lot of Jews in Israel and around the world.
But is it Talmudic-based? I'm not really knowledgeable, except for what I've read on the Internet about how doctrinaire, or what is the basis of the Talmud. Is that just a bunch of rabbis that got together and came up with this cabal of thought? Is that what
The Talmud, of course, was it started. Now, the Talmud took about 900 years to actually finish writing. It started in Babylonia, which is, you know, after they were taken out of Palestine. And not all Jews, by the way. And see, this is the mistaken and the misconception of, you know, what the Babylonians actually did. And actually what they have done is they rounded up the leaders of the Jews in Palestine and took them to Babylonia. So they did not take the whole community. And this is it is all over the internet. All you have to do is just Google and, you know, the difference between Jews and non-Jews, and you will come to, I don't have the exact quotations, but it's very much said that to differentiate, that it is the we're talking about the difference in substance, as if they were made totally different than people. And some people in the Jewish community, unfortunately, they do believe that God had a master race and a race that is not as good, which is, you know, the rest of the population. Unfortunately, this idea has been culminated in Palestine, where the Jews actually using the Old Testament and referring to themselves as the people who God had actually chose them for the land. And that's where very much the problem now, because some of these people believe that they are that God has chosen them to go and kill these people. And I'm looking for the I believe it was in Numbers chapter 33 verses 50 to 56 you will find that, where supposedly God is telling them to go and kill the people on the land, take the land from them, because you have been chosen by God for that land.
A follow-up question, please.
Sure.
Well, would you be able to compare this to what Blankfein from Goldman Sachs said when he said that Goldman Sachs was doing...
That they were doing
God's work. Exactly, yeah. Do you see a parallel there?
Actually, you jumped ahead of me, because that is one thing that I was going to actually talk about, which is the Goldman Sachs and what their chairman actually said about it. You know, the chairman... And you know, he was Lloyd Blankfein.
Right.
He's the current chairman and the chief executive officer. He did say last year when he said that his bank was doing God's work. You know, this it's so amazing when these people were able to steal billions of dollars from people and get away with it. And that's not it. Not just get away with it, but actually having the taxpayer coming in and paying them that money. What people don't realize that Goldman Sachs just had their best year in 2009. Now, how could that happen? How could that happen? Well, it happens because of the $14 trillion that we very much had taxpayers have coughed up on the on these people. You know, it turns out that each one of us, actually, you know, half a percent of the population, they control 70% of financial assets. You know, when you really think about it, and think about the trillions of dollars in our economy, and think that. And by the way, in 2009, the billionaires in the United States, you know, we had, like in 2008, we had 793 billionaires. Now, in 2009, we had 1,011 billionaires. Like 218 people became billionaires at a time when people cannot even afford to feed their children because of this elite that they think they can steal from people and expect government to come and bail them out. And the government did bail them out with $14 trillion, which each one of us, man, woman, and child in this country, has paid already $46,662. Now, you might say, well, I did not pay. Well, guess what? Yeah, you did. With your tax money and the tax money that we owe for the next 100 years, that's what is paying for these people to do God's work. Very good. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Let's go to Canada on line three with Pina. Pina.
Yes, Dr. Tilawi, thank you so much for this wonderful topic that you've chosen tonight to discuss. I'm a Roman Catholic, and you cannot imagine how sad and how angry I feel about this pedophile crisis, as they call it in the church. But if I remember correctly, just 6 months ago, when the Swiss took Roman Polanski and kept him in Switzerland, the outcry that came out of this wonderful man who 30 years ago raped a young girl, and it was, we have to forgive him, it wasn't a rape, as I think was Goldberg, Whoopi Goldberg said on The View or something like that. And it, had Roman Polanski been a Roman Catholic priest, he would have been slandered and thrown mud at, because he's Roman Polanski, director, genius, whatever. But a Roman Catholic priest that is, you know, it's the double standard is absolutely nauseating. 30 years ago, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It is double standard, it is, because Catholics are not the only ones who have been accused of this. But my main thing to bring up is this is something that they use every time. You know, it's not like they follow up with it, and it's not like they continue with it. You know, they bring it up and they just leave it lingering there until they finish doing whatever they're doing.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, because they want to shut off the Pope.
That's right. And what Dr. Tilawi, I will say the double standard is so disgusting. When a Muslim fights, he's called a terrorist. Mm-hmm. When a Christian fights, he's a militia man. And if a Jew fights, he's a freedom fighter. That's how it works. Once you've understood that, that's the way society seems to work now.
Well, unfortunately, the society is driven by the media, and unfortunately, you know, animals are very much driven by instincts, and they will not mess. You know, you're not going to find like a stupid dog or a stupid cat. You will find them, you know, from the moment they are born, they very much have a blueprint in their head of what they need to do. And they do it, and they do it right. And even, you know, small insects and small bugs even, do that, except human beings. Human beings, the ones we call the intelligent being. Mm-hmm. To me, I think it's probably, it happened to be probably one of the most naive creatures that God had created, because they will be swayed by that tube they watch at home. And it's whichever way the media tries to cover things, the majority of people are going to go with it. They don't question what they see on TV, and they take what they see on TV as the gospel, unfortunately. Okay. Until we have people with analyzing minds like yours and many of the callers, and as a matter of fact, educated minds like many of RBN listeners, because the way we cover topics on this network, it is nothing like any you will not see anywhere else, because we dig deeper. And most of the hosts, and I'm speaking about myself, I don't have any strings to anybody. Even RBN and John Stadtmiller, I'm sure he probably does not like many of the things I say, but he never said don't say it or don't say that or anything. He just it's really a true and truth network.
I'd like to just say one last thing, Dr. Tilawi. When there was that big crisis, was it last year with the cartoons, you know, when they depicted Prophet Muhammad?
Yes.
I found that very offensive, and I'll tell you why. Although I'm not a Muslim, I found it offensive because I said, here it is. they're always poking fun of religion, always, whichever it is, but mostly Christianity and Islam. They really hate these two religions for some reason. They were making fun of him, fun of Prophet Muhammad, etc.
However, no, that's a good point. I don't mean to cut you off. That is an excellent point you're bringing up now, which means it's like, who's doing it? Because, you know, they have portrayed Jesus in the movies and in these cartoons, just that they have portrayed, just like they have portrayed Muhammad.
Yeah.
Prophet Muhammad. And they've done the same thing to the Blessed Mother. So
it's
the same thing, and it's like, why these people... Now, how come no one, if someone wants to make fun of, let's say, Judaism or the rabbis or anything, you know, right away, if you draw a rabbi in any, it doesn't matter, even if you were saying something good, right away you're going to be chastised as a anti-Semite, and of course, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pina. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Now, you know, I wasn't planning on digging this deeper into the religion, but, you know, where all this stuff comes from. And this is something that some Jews actually in Jerusalem just distributed to their, you know, Palestinians who live in Jerusalem. Now, you have to understand, Palestinians have been living in Jerusalem for thousands of years. And these Jews who came from Europe, unfortunately, using the Bible as their basis and using some verses out of the Bible, out of the Old Testament, to actually justify their murders, justify their killings. And they cite in this particular flyer that they distributed, they cite that, hey, look, God told us to come here and do this. And, you know, like if you go to Numbers chapter 33, verses 50 through 56, you will read, "Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you and destroy all their pictures and destroy all their molten images. And quite block down all their high places. And you shall dispose of the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein. For I have given you the land to possess it. And you shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families. And to the more you shall give the more inheritance. And to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth. According to the tribes of your fathers you shall inherit. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which you let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes, and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you as I thought to do unto them." Now, you know, somebody that is carrying these leaflets and giving them to all these people and educating their own people, saying, "This is what God had told us," you know, this is nonsense. This is nonsense. But when they bring it and they say, "Look, the Bible said it. God said it. This is what God wants us to do." As if God hates those Palestinian children. As if he did not create those Palestinian children. You know, he will go on creating for 2,000 years people to dwell in Palestine for thousands of years. And they dwelled there for thousands of years. Yet, in the 20th century, he will bring people from Europe, people who have nothing to do with Abraham and Moses, except they're saying, "We're Jews," and they're saying, "We have the Old Testament, we're using, God told us to go when we pass over the River Jordan, to kill all these people and drive them off their land, just like they did in 1948, and God told them that, don't leave anyone there, because those who you leave, they are going to be pricks in your eyes, and there will be thorns in your sides. So you must annihilate them. And that's exactly what Israel has done in 2008 when they were killing children with all kind of weapons. Well, you be the judge as to the God, the loving God, the God who said to turn your other cheek. Now he will say, go into this peaceful land and kill these people and drive them off. And that's what people, what these people in Israel, those who came from Europe, carrying with them as a deed for the land and as a deed and a reason that they can, a license to kill Palestinian children. We'll be right back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, with the time that we have left here in the first hour, we're going to go back to the phones. And remember, we still have another hour coming at you from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's go to Jim in Atlanta on line one.
Great show. I'm really enjoying it tonight. You got a lot of good callers.
Thank you.
my point that I'd like to make is, and some of the callers that called in earlier seem a little confused. I think if people would just pull out the 40 Abraham covenants in the Bible, they'll find that it only fits one set of people, the Anglo-Saxons, Germanic people. Just to give you a quick example, one of the covenants, number 12, is Israel to have all the land needed, Israel to lose a colony and then expand, Israel to colonize the desolate place of the earth. I would think that would be the USA. Israel to colonize and spread abroad, Israel to have a Davidic king. Don't we have a Queen Elizabeth and all them through our British nations there? Israel to become a company of nations, you know, France, Britain, Germany, Holland, Sweden. Israel to live in islands and coasts of the earth. Israel's home is to be north and west of Palestine. And I fly airplanes, so I know all about when it says northwest. It doesn't mean north-northwest. It means north and west. So when you take a line and draw it directly from Palestine or a piece of tape, put it right on Palestine and go north and west, and you come right out in Massachusetts. Sort of ironic.
You know, Jim, last week or the week before, a Canadian archaeologist had discovered a tablet in Turkey, and that tablet had the same writings on it from the Assyrian king. It was more of a tablet that they had used, like a generic tablet they had used to send out letters to the different rulers in the different areas of their empire.
Right.
To very much kind of bring them into, you know, under the rule of the king. So the king was, this is a covenant that the king used to send out to many of these people. And the language that is written, that that this tablet is written in, is the same language as the covenant with Abraham. So this archaeologist actually had very much came up with the idea that this thing with Abraham probably was nothing else more than a tablet between the king. And this, by the way, it dates back to 670 B.C., which is very much the same time what we're talking about here,
right,
when Abraham and all these covenants. So I don't even know if there was a covenant between Abraham and the king. But the language substituted, Lord, and of course the word Lord can be taken to mean anything, anyone who is ruling over you. You know, we have many lords in England today. And
right.
So I'm not really sure, how true this is, or if we can say, but I just wanted to kind of throw that in.
Okay.
To
well, my
say
feeling
that,
is one of the tribes
Jim,
is actually...
Jim, unfortunately we're out of time, but hold on for me. I'll pick you up after the break.
With